This is Women of Grace Live, discussing issues important to your life and faith. Spiritual insight, practical wisdom. Join us as we transform the world one woman at a time. Women of Grace, for such a time as this. Now, here's your host, Johnette Williams.
Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to Women of Grace Live. I am Johnette Williams. Very happy to be with you on this Friday in the Lord. May He be praised and glorified in all ways. May we enter deeply into the salvific action that we are reminded of every Friday, that action of Good Friday, when our Lord gave His life's blood for each one of us. I mean, is there a greater joy that we can begin to apprehend with our soul or enter into with our intellect, but this life-saving action of our Lord for each one of us, that we might not perish but have what? Everlasting life. Amen. You know, it's interesting. Oh, here I am. I'm off and running already, and I haven't given you a number, so let me do that. Let me take care of business, and then I'll get into something here. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. That's the way that you can call us toll-free here in North America. Again, that's 833-288-EWTN. We're available for you as well out there in social media land. I invite you to get out there and to use EWTN Radio's YouTube channel. You can leave your questions and comments for us there right in the chat feature. And you can see me and I can wave to you. And yeah, you can wave back. I won't see you, but I know you're waving. All of that being said, what a wonderful opportunity for us to be able to use the airwaves for our Lord Jesus Christ. You know, on Fridays, it's a Glory to God Friday, right? We like to spend this day giving thanks and praise to our Lord for all of the abundance of favors that He has bestowed upon us all through the course of the week. And, you know, I have a reason for that. There's a reason behind it. The reason is, you know, I want for us, myself included, to constantly be calibrating our vision, right? You know, certainly our spiritual eyes, the eyes of our soul, to see the Lord showing up in abundance of ways. But we also want to apprehend that with the eye of our intellect, right? We want to acknowledge it. We want to receive the blessing, but then we want to acknowledge it and we want to proclaim it. You know, we want to proclaim it because we want to give glory and honor to God. He does not need our glory, nor does He need our honor. We can't bring anything more to Him. We can't add anything to His glory and to His honor, right? So He doesn't need it. There's not a need for that. He doesn't need our praises, but He deserves them. And as I've told you time and time again, when we open ourselves up to this reality, you know, praising the Lord, praise the Lord always, it says in sacred scripture, you know, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Why? Because something happens in us. You know, we get freed. You know, when we praise the Lord, the devil can't stand up. So the thing of it is, we get freed. We get freed from some of the encumbrances that plague us, some of the, you know, everyday little sins that we commit, you know, our lack of patience, you know, our irritation with others. We in some way become more malleable in the hands of God, that we might become more and more His reflection in the world. It's an amazing thing. And so on Fridays, I like to dedicate this entire program to giving praise and glory to God. And I ask us to just give a backward glance to the week that we've just lived through. And I'm talking about from Sunday until the present moment. I know that we've got another day and that's tomorrow, but we're not together tomorrow. So we do it today, right? So the fact is we take a glance back from the first day of the week, Sunday, to this day of the week. And how has God shown up? What have I seen? What have I experienced? You know, what treasure of grace was there for me to mine? And, you know, the thing of it is, it was a funny little thing. I don't know what was going on at the network yesterday, but this fellow that, you know, kind of looked like a pirate came up and offered me saltwater taffy and, a chocolate gold coin. I don't know what that was about. I never did get it, but that's okay. So in reference to that, maybe this is being in my mind, in reference to that, we think about a treasury of grace as being like a great big treasure chest, right? That a pirate would want to recover maybe from some poorly destroyed vessel that's sitting on the bottom of the sea. And we even have scuba divers today, you know, that go out and try to mine these treasures. Of course, pirates just wanted to steal other people's treasures. But anyway, aside from that, the fact is, you know, these treasures of grace are not always these big treasure chests, right, that we open up and our eyes are just, you know, all Google-eyed over what we see inside. Sometimes they come in all the tiniest, quietest of ways. You know, sometimes they come just through the purr of a kitten, you know, or the mournful little look of a puppy dog, my little Maggie May. Or sometimes they come, you know, in a newly budding flower in a garden. Sometimes they come, you know, on the soft, 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 tender, caressing wave of a breeze, right? You know, these blessings come in all kinds of ways. Sometimes they come in ways that are completely identifiable, right? You know, they're so big and so strong, and it is the treasure chest, you know. We receive a healing. We receive a setting free. We receive an unexpected financial gift when we were in need, or, you know, we were wondering how we were going to, be able to do everything that was sitting in front of us, and somehow it gets accomplished. I'll tell you, Blessed Elena Guerrera is a good one for that, just saying. She gets things done. Oh, she's a wonderful blessed. Sometimes, you know, they are so magnanimous that they capture the totality of our attention in that moment. But oh, so, so often, they're just those little gentle touches of the Lord that come by way of His creation and the people that we love, right? So I want to know about all of them. I want to know about all of them. Now, I'm going to share a blessing with you. I had this blessing this morning in prayer. I was reading the fourth chapter of St. Matthew's Gospel, and, very interesting how the Lord opened your eyes to things that you've read before, but you've never really seen, because maybe it wasn't time for you to receive that blessing He wanted to give you through that passage. But here it is. Jesus in Capernaum, begins at verse 12. When Jesus heard that John had been arrested, He withdrew to Galilee. He left Nazareth and went down to live in Capernaum by the sea, near the territory of Zebulun and Naphtali. You have to apologize for my pronunciations. To fulfill what had been said through Isaiah the prophet. And now here's the prophetic words of Isaiah. Land of Zebulun, land of Naphtali, along the sea beyond the Jordan, heathen Galilee. A people living in darkness has seen a great light. On those who inhabit a land overshadowed by death, light has arisen. I was captivated this morning by chapter 4 of St. Matthew's Gospel, verse 16. A people living in darkness has seen a great light. On those who inhabit a land overshadowed by death, light has arisen. I'll tell you, I took that as hope for me and my personal life. I took it as hope for our nation. I took it as hope for our world. Light has arisen. So I want for us to think about that. Have you seen a blessing this week where light has arisen in your life? Oh my goodness, I so want to know about it. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986 or EWTN Radio's YouTube tube, or text EWTN to 58177. Let's give praise to the Lord today. Hallelujah. Amen. Coming right back. Stay tuned.
The Women of Grace phone lines are open, 1-833-288-EWTN, 1-833-288-3986.
Well, welcome back, everybody. You are listening to Women of Grace Live, and I am so happy to be with you today. Oh, my goodness sakes. It is a joy to be able to proclaim the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ through the airwaves, and that's what I want you to experience today. I want you to be proclaimers of the great news of our Lord Jesus Christ, that He has arisen in the midst of the darkness of our day and time. Good things are coming. Yes, they are. And I'm sure that you've had some good things that have already come to you this week. And so it is on Fridays that we give glory and praise to God for everything that's happened up to this point in time. You know, we're almost, what are we? We're six-sevenths into the week already. So I'm sure that something wonderful has happened to you in some way, big way, small way, subtle way. I don't care anyway. I know the fact that you have breath in your body is a good thing. I just recently heard from someone who had very good test results. Praise be to God for that. We give glory and honor and praise to our Lord for that. Here's another thing to give him praise for. Did you know that if you have the iHeartRadio app, you can listen to EWTN Radio live stream? Go to iHeartRadio and search EWTN. iHeartRadio and search EWTN. EWTN is on many social platforms, including its own. You can download the EWTN app. We have it on our app, Women of Grace. But iHeart has it, and you should get it. Yes, you should. So I'm encouraging you to do just that. Now we want to give congratulations. Yay! Glory to God to our longtime EWTN radio partner, Domestic Church Media, serving New Jersey with 4 a.m. and FM stations, celebrating 16 years with EWTN. Congratulations, Jim and Cheryl Manfredonia. I have known the Manfredonias. I think I first met Jim in 2003 at the very first Women of Grace Conference, or maybe it was right before that because he brought me up there for radio many years. Maybe it might have been the second time. I don't know. All I know is I've known Jim and Cheryl a long, long time, and I'm so happy that they're celebrating this great event. And let me tell you, I'm going to be with them. Yes, I am. The end of October, because it's going to be their gala, and I'm hoping that you will join us for this beautiful event. All of the information is there at their website. It is going to be October 27th is a Sunday, and I am going to be there in Trenton, New Jersey. So I'm encouraging you to join me for this beautiful event. I want you to come up to me. We can take pictures together. We can chit chat together. We can share stories together. I'm just looking forward to being with all the good folk there that hear us through Domestic Church Media. And you know what? Bring people that are friends of yours that maybe don't know so much about Catholic radio. That way you can be an evangelist. You can kind of welcome them into the fold, so to speak, right? And share with them the opportunity that is theirs through Catholic radio. So I invite you to do that, right? That's a good thing to do. And knowing that Domestic Church Media reaches the tri-state area there, I encourage you to drive in. It's not far. You know, I mean, what is it from Philly? Not far at all. It's just, it's a hop, skip, and a jump, 45 minutes or something like that. So I invite you to take advantage of that opportunity. I'm looking forward to being with you. I certainly am. And I'm looking forward to hearing from you today. 833-288-EWTN. That is the toll-free number for you to use right here on Women of Grace Live. That's 833-288-3986. Don't be shy. Give it a try. Don't delay. Call right away. Do you know that someone actually repeated that jingle to me in Sioux City this past week? And I want to give glory to God for Siouxland Radio. I want to give glory to God for the good folk there. I want to give glory to God for the marvelous, marvelous time that they showed Jack and me. I want to thank and give glory to God that the event was so well attended. I want to give glory and praise to God for the generosity of all of the good folk who attended. I want to give glory to God for the gracious reception that we received and the welcome that we received and the beautiful, beautiful day that they treated Jack and me too when we were there. So my glory to God goes out there for Siouxland Radio and all of our affiliates, for Domestic Church Media, where I'm going to be, for Amarillo, Texas, for Guadalupe, for all of you, Covenant Radio. I mean, I know I'm not going to name everybody, The Rock. I'm just going through, ticking off what comes into my mind. But for every single one of you, I want you to know you are making a difference. You are making a difference in the world. You're making the difference in the life of individuals. Their lives are being changed because of your fiat. Now, we know anytime you give fiat, you're going to come up against powers and principalities, the rulers of this present darkness. You're going to come up against them because they want to silence your fiat. They want you to take it back. They don't want you to follow through on it. But when we give fiat to the Lord and we stand firm in the midst of affliction, when we stand firm firm in the midst of darkness, when we stand firm in the midst of suffering and trial and reversal, when we stand firm, great things happen. That's the cross. And as you've heard me say so often, everything good comes by way of the cross. So when you see that cross in your life, you got to know good things are coming. Go back, and Nancy, I'm going to get to you in just a second, but I'm all excited. Just go back to the verse that we started off with today, right? It's land of Zebulun, land of Naphtali, along the sea beyond the Jordan, heathen Galilee, a people living in darkness has seen a great light. On those who inhabit a land overshadowed by death, light has arisen. Do you hear the cross? What preceded the light arising? What preceded it? The cross, a land that's overshadowed by dead, right? A land where people are living in darkness. But what comes? The light of the Lord. So they endure, right? They endure with faith. They endure with hope. They endure with confidence. And when they endure, guess what happens? The cross comes. Light comes. Jesus comes. He is the light of the world. How exciting is that? It is so exciting. It's just so marvelous. And it's marvelous that Nancy from Massachusetts has called us too. Station of the Cross is the way that she is with us. I asked her to call back because we had a leaver on hold yesterday. Good morning to you, Nancy. Thank you, honey, for calling back. I'm so happy you did.
Good morning, Jeanette. It's always such a pleasure to listen to you. You're so inspirational. So I don't know if you recall, but we met years ago. I formed a ministry called City of God, which is a ministry of redemptive suffering.
I'll
talk about how I'm giving glory to God for the healings I've had of my cancer. Praise the Lord. And the work we did in offering it up in reparation for the scandal. But the first thing I want to speak to you about is, I was moved by your conversation with Marie yesterday, and I am praying for her granddaughter, and I just wanted to add a little bit to that conversation. You know, Chris Everett gives a really good analogy of why and how transgender is a lie, and that it is impossible to change your gender. You can change your genitals, but you cannot change your gender because every cell in your body is male or female.
Right.
So the analogy that Chris Everett gives, and it's a little gory, but he says, you know, imagine you're walking down the road and you come upon this dead body that's like kind of like in pieces. And you immediately, which is kind of gross to think about, but you call the police. The police come, forensic steps in, and the best part they can test is the arm. But the first thing they're looking for, is it male or female? And from their testing, they can tell if it's or female because every cell in the body has a gender.
Yes.
So even if you change your genitals to become a male, you will always be female because you cannot change every cell in your body. And so
this is
a horrible lie that is out there. And you know, we just need to pray against this. And I really think that, especially for Marie, that I it's funny, when I was listening, I was in my spirit, I was saying, she needs to do Our Lady of Nod. And then you said, she needs to go to Our Lady of Nod. And I think that also, spiritual, you know, fasting, prayer, that this is a spiritual battle.
Yes, it is.
So against principalities. And so it's, you know, prayers of deliverance as well are needed. And affirming of that, you know, this is an identity crisis that our young people are going through. We all went through identity crisis. But you know, this is a very dangerous identity crisis. And so, you know, all of us just really need to pray in the truth. And I really think that she needs to also pray through John Paul II's intercession because of John Paul II writing Theology of the Body and how prophetic was that and how we need that. And I've taught religion at Catholic high schools, and we need to pray for our Catholic schools, because there were various times that I was reprimanded for wanting to teach theology of the body. And so we need to pray that our Catholic schools stay Catholic.
Yes.
And that we're teaching the truth of the church, and we're teaching what John Paul II prophetically gave us. It's such a beautiful teaching, and it's so rich and deep. And so that's the first thing. And then the second thing, to give glory to God, I have been healed of cancer now 3 times. Praise the Lord. And the first was stage 3 breast cancer, and I was supposed to die within months. And praise the Lord, everyone prayed through John Paul II, and miraculous things happened. I didn't even need a mastectomy, only a lumpectomy. So I got responses beyond anything that science expected. You know, I had chemo, I had radiation, I had 2 surgeries. But God had called me, prepared me. When I had been working to try to bring healing and renewal to the church in the wake of the scandal, and I was working in collaboration with the Archdiocese, and God called me and said, it really was a profound call, that I want you to take your cancer and offer it in reparation for the sins of the scandal. And I was astounded by this, because I never even believed in redemptive suffering. I wasn't a cross Christian. I was charismatic. I had risen Christ all around my house, but I didn't have a crucifix. And so I repented. I said, Lord, forgive me for my heresy. But if you want me to do this, you need to teach me. And I, a friend of mine, and had launched a youth ministry program at our parish, a life team program. And one of the people who was in my life team group said, he was an EMT for a profession. He's like, Nancy, you know, every day this is on my mind. I wake up and redemptive suffering's on my mind, and I go to bed and it's on my mind. He's like, you know, I'm going to follow your lead. And I laughed. I'm like, Greg, what are you talking about? Like, I have no clue what I'm doing. And he said, listen, you know, St. Teresa Little Flower offered everything up all day long, all the time. And he said, in your example, I think we need to get hundreds offering everything up all day long, stuck in traffic, offer it up, stub your toe, offer it up.
That's exactly right.
Any illness, offer it up in reparation for our sins and the sins of the scandal. And he said, I think we should get hundreds doing it. Well, praise the Lord, we did get hundreds and ended up going around the world. We had 1,500 that ended up doing this, people offering their cancer, they're dying on their deathbed.
Wonderful.
Offering for in reparation for the scandal. And I wrote to Pope Benedict, and I explained what we were doing. That's when he came to New York, and I had asked him if he could accept our offering as the vicar of Christ and present them to God on our behalf in reparation for the sins of the scandal as the vicar of Christ.
Yes.
And I asked if I could meet with him when he comes to New York so he could pray over me for healing. And I didn't get a response before he came, but a month after he was here in New York, I got a letter from him, via the Secretariat of State, via the Apostolic Nuncio, and it was a yes, that he agreed to accept our offerings as the vicar of Christ and present them to God on our behalf. And he gave me his apostolic blessing for healing. And he knew that everyone was praying through John Paul II's intercession. I was so grateful. Even Cardinal O'Malley was praying for me through John Paul II's intercession. Everybody prayed through him. And praise the Lord, I was healed, and I'm still alive, and I was supposed to be dead in 2008. And then it came back in 2021, and everybody started praying through John Paul II. I didn't even need chemo or radiation in 2021, just another lumpectomy, and it was gone. And then last summer, I got cancer in the nose, and it didn't even show as cancer. They did a little surgery. If it had really shown as cancer, they would have gone through my face and through my nose, like through the front of the nose. It would have been scary. They went inside the nose and removed it, and praise the Lord. It wasn't until they removed it that they knew it was cancer. But because it's in my nose, they can watch it. No radiation. no chemo. Praise the Lord. I am giving glory to God because I've been healed 3 times, and God just keeps sending me out there to proclaim his love to the world. And I
Oh, Nancy, yeah, this is such a beautiful testimony in every way. I mean, every piece of it is wonderful. Every piece of it is beautiful. Every piece of it shows the majesty and glory of God. And sometimes people say, well, how come Nancy got those 3 healings and I can't get 1 healing? Well, you know, it's because God has a mission for each one of us. But what he does want us to do in the midst of the suffering is to do exactly what you did, Nancy, and it's to offer it to him welcomed portion of the cross that he carried himself. When we offer it in union with him, great things happen. And you're sharing this over and over again. And look at what happened as a result of your sacrificial offering for the sake of the scandal, for the sake of all of those priests, for the sake of the church in the midst of it. What a beautiful, beautiful thing you have done, and what a beautiful witness you give, an inspiration for certain. And I just want to say this, you know, I woke up, of course, I was thinking about Marie, and I thank you very, very much for your confirmation on what I shared. And of course, and I don't know if you're talking about, I'm not sure which Chris Everett you're talking about there, but I do want to say this, you know, it's because of our DNA. Our DNA shows us to be male or female, and we cannot. It's an immutable reality, our gender. But I was thinking about Marie this morning. And I was thinking, you know, if there's something that I should have said to her that I didn't, was that the brokenheartedness that she feels for her grandchild, the brokenheartedness that she feels that the relationship with her might be severed, that brokenheartedness can be attached to the suffering of our Lord, brokenhearted over his own people who were stiff-necked and would not hear. So, you know, God uses all of this for his honor and glory, and he uses it for the salvation of others. And that is what you are pointing out to us today, Nancy. So I thank you so, so very much. And we're looking forward to hearing from you. 833-288-EWTN. We'll be right back with Pat. Stay with us.
Join in on the conversation. The Women of Grace phone lines are open. 1-833-288-EWTN. 1-833-288-3986.
Welcome back, friends. You're listening to Women of Grace Live. I'm Johnette Williams. Happy to be with you today. I am going to send out a prayer request to all of you that I just received from one of my regional coordinators of Women of Grace, and she's actually on our staff. She's Director of Mission Growth and Expansion, and it seems that her daughter was bitten overnight by a bat. And she, the daughter, and her husband, as well as their little baby girl, have to undergo the rabies vaccine series since they didn't catch the bat. They don't know if the bat had rabies or not. So I'm asking you to pray for this family. They're on their way to the hospital now to start this treatment plan. So if you would please pray for this family, I would appreciate it so much. I don't want to give names out, obviously, but I do want you to know that the Lord knows their names. So if you would just pray for them, that all goes well. The mom, of course, is very concerned for her little one going through this series of shots. And many of you, I'm sure, have had this in the past, not necessarily by a bat, but you've probably been bitten by something where you've had the rabies treatment. But I'm just asking for those prayers for this family. This just came in on the break here. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986 is the way that you can join us live here on Women of Grace Live, where we love to hear your glory and praise reports on Friday. And we just heard from Nancy, and oh my goodness, she had a whop dinger for us, didn't she? And a real reminder of the value of redemptive suffering. And we can never forget that. Never, ever forget it. It is one of the ways in which we image Jesus. You know, we want to image him in his glory, right? But yikes, when it comes to his passion, we're not so much, you know, interested in that. But the fact of the matter is he incorporates us into his saving action. So we want to praise and thank him for everything. We have Pat with us. Pat is in Cleveland, Ohio. Pat is a hospital chaplain and is going to be sharing with us here, listening to us via The Rock Radio. Hey, Pat, how are you?
Good. Good morning, Johnette.
Good morning. Thanks for calling in.
I just had a great conversation with a lady who's paralyzed. She has ALS. She can move her head a little bit to nod yes or no, and she can't talk, but she has a computer. She can stare at the letters and spell words out on a screen and even make it say it out loud. And she's talking about how she's so grateful to be alive. She talks about how she's able to witness to the people that work in the nursing home and how they're always amazed that she's happy. And she said, well, I have the Lord. I have him. What else do I need? And I know people who visit people in nursing homes and they say, oh, if I'm in that position, just shoot me. I never want to be like that. But she is grateful for everything that God is allowing her to experience. And she witnesses that faith to me and to everybody else who walks in her room.
I'll tell you, Pat, that is truly an inspiration. There's no question about it. We know it's a very debilitating disease. And I have known people who have had ALS. I've known people that have handled it quite well, people that haven't handled it well at all. But the fact of the matter is, you know, the joy that she's experiencing, I'm quite certain, is because she's suffering this in union with our Lord Jesus Christ. And she knows, you know, on some, you know, deep level of her being, she knows the great good that is being accomplished by it. And that's hard to remember when you're in the midst of the struggle. There's no question about that. And we don't know what the Lord has in store for us or what he's going to permit to happen to us that we can be drawn more closely to him. You know, just getting that text message about my dear friend's daughter who was bitten by this bat. You know, we don't know. But what we do know is that God works all things to the good. We have to be happy cooperators, though, with the good that's being worked out and the way in which that good is being worked out in us. So I thank you for sharing that. You know, I thank you for sharing the witness and testimony of this woman. And when you see her next, if you would commend, you know, EWTN Radio to her and our Women of Grace outreach, I would be most grateful because I am sure her prayers are outrageously powerful.
I will ask her for that. I did ask her. I'm also a part-time hospital chaplain on the weekends. And one weekend I got called in. There was a 20-year-old man who was killed in a drive-by shooting, gang-related, and his mother was just devastated. So I happened to ask Gigi for prayers for this woman. And she said, I know her. And I remember when she was pregnant with him because her sister had told her about the incident. And I said, you know, your prayers are more powerful. So I will ask her to pray for your show and your ministry and EWTN.
Thank you, Pat. Thank you. And tell her that we're praying for her. I will be praying for her especially. I'm tucking her right into my rosary.
Thank you so much, Jeanette.
Oh, God bless you, Pat. Thank you for everything that you do for this great ministry and this great outreach that is yours. So, so, so beautiful. God bless you. Bye-bye now. Yeah, you know, it's an amazing thing. You know, you hear a report, you know, two individuals stricken with serious diseases, serious illnesses. You heard from Nancy, cancer 3 times. You hear about this beautiful woman that Pat is telling us about, stricken with ALS, and yet there's joy. I mean, Nancy communicated that absolute joy. And I know that this woman that hospital chaplain Pat was talking about communicates joy. In the setting that where that woman is, she, I'm sure, is uplifting so many people just by her presence, because the joy of the Lord, the love of God, flows out from her into that place. She's a conduit of grace. You can't touch, let me put it that way, because you certainly can see a joyful person. You can see the effects of joy, but you can't see joy. You can see the effects of love, but you can't see love. But you can feel both. You can feel both. You can feel when you're in the presence of a joyful person. You can feel when you're in the presence of a loving person. You feel the joy. You feel the joy when you feel joy. But that joy that you feel, when it's ordered according to the will of God, when you look at it as a fruit of the Holy Spirit, which it is, can communicate great things in the world. Great things. We have every reason to be joyful, no matter the circumstance or the situation or the trial, no matter what is right around the corner for us. Now, I say these words and, you know, I pray for the grace of perseverance. I pray for the grace of final perseverance in those final moments of life on this earth as I know it now. But I pray for perseverance every day for whatever it is that God is going to entrust to me. Perseverance to remain faithful when the trial comes, because trial is going to come, but to remain faithful. You know, we should store up those prayers now, right? Because we should be asking for that strengthening power of the Holy Spirit to be flowing in us right now. Not waiting until the crisis occurs, but being prepared for the crisis, because we've been praying up for the crisis. Not in a negative way, but in an acknowledging way that God works all things to the good, and he'll work a good thing out of whatever the travail might be, no matter how it presents itself. To stand firm in that, to be stalwart in that. That's what I was encouraging Marie yesterday. Be stalwart, you know, in this moment in your granddaughter's life. Remain faithful, remain true to the word of God. You know, remain faithful to the fact that she is not a boy, a man, that she is a woman, a girl. Remain faithful to the truth. It's not easy today. That's why some of the greatest saints who will ever be are being forged in the fire of the travail of our day and time. They're going to be great saints because the fire is so hot. They're going to be great saints because the trial is so big. They're going to be great saints because the world is so opposite the very revealed truth of sacred scripture and the teachings of the church. But when we remain firm to truth, something happens. We become more than conquerors in Christ Jesus. So I encourage you through the witness and the testimonies that we have heard thus far today. And there's still time for more. So I want to hear from you. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. That's the way that you can join us right here on Women of Grace Live. We do want to hear from you. And don't forget about EWTN Radio's YouTube channel. It's there for you. Haven't heard from you guys out there. I'm wondering if you're still even out there anymore. Send a little message that says, hi, I'm still here. Would love to hear from you. Yes, I would. You can also text your questions or comments to us today. We're doing praise reports. You can text it to us. Text EWTN, the letters EWTN to 58177. That's 58177. We've got Gil with us. Good man, Gil. He is in New York listening to us via Alexa. I have to whisper that because I have her in this room. Good morning, Gil. How are you?
Hi. How are you?
Well, I am just fine in the Lord. And you too are, right?
Yeah, I am. I'm alive. The operation didn't go too well, but it takes time for the healing.
And I've been praying for you.
Oh, I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
You know, like the Bible says in James 5:16, the prayers of a righteous man is powerful and effective.
So, well,
like the other callers that called up before, Nancy, too. Yep. I'm very thankful for the word of God that says, but to those who did accept him, to them gave he the power to become children of God who believed on his name. And I'm also thankful for John 3:16, which says, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. And also Romans 10:13, which says, for everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.
Mm. Beautiful passages, Gil.
Yes.
What do they speak to you today? What are they speaking to you today, especially those three in relation to each other?
Well, it's just telling me that I need to evangelize to the lost and that Christ is willing to save anyone who truly, sincerely comes to him because he knows the heart. You know, 1 Samuel 16:7 says, man looks on the outward appearance, but the Lord looks upon the heart. And in Proverbs 3:5-6, it says, trust in the Lord with all of your heart. And do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him. He will make your path straight. So I'm really thankful for the gift of evangelism, but also for the gift of receiving Christ as personal Lord and Savior. for
you. Yes. Yes, you know, Gil, that's so important. Those verses are so important. And, you know, it's so interesting to me how all of the verses of sacred scripture confirm the opportunity that is ours by way of our Lord. You know, and that's intentional, of course, because he's always speaking to his people. And I love the way in which our Lord speaks to you through sacred scripture and the way that you speak to us by way of sacred scripture and proclaiming the word of God. It's inexhaustible. It's inexhaustible. There's always a blessing. There's always a treasure. And I tell people all the time, and I think you'll agree with me, Gil, that, you know, every word of sacred scripture holds meaning. There's no word in sacred scripture that doesn't hold a meaning. Yesterday, I was interviewing a woman. Her name is Dr. Monica Miller, and I've mentioned her book on the air before. She's written a number of books, some of them very important to Women of Grace. But this one is called In the Beginning, Crucial Lessons for Our World from the First Three Chapters of Genesis. That's the subtitle. And she was commenting how in Genesis 3, when we read about, you know, Adam and Eve in the garden, and we read about the seduction of Eve by the serpent, you know, the writer of sacred scripture tells us, and her husband who was with her. And she drew our attention to that preposition with. And she said, this is a relational preposition. This means that though Eve is the one that the evil one tempted, her husband who was with her is complicit in the action as well. He was with her, meaning that not only was he located with her, but he was of one mind with her. There was no interruption. This is me now. There was no interruption that he caused in that conversation. He was complicit as well. And what she was really doing was a kind of like, you know, unpacking for us the fact that, you know, there are some misinterpretations of that passage that would suggest that Eve is the one, you know, that was the culprit here. But of course, we know the original sin came by way of Adam. You know, Genesis 3:7 says so. When he ate of the fruit, then the eyes of them, of both of them, were opened, and they saw that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together. Right. So it's when he ate it that original sin enters the world, and the reason for that is because he had dominion over the garden and everything in the garden, his wife, you know, included. So dominion, not meaning domineering, but meaning that there was his masculine authority should have taken precedence in that moment, and it did not. But he was, anyway, and she also used that to show the unity of husband and wife, and the beauty of relationship between husband and wife becoming one flesh, that in that celebration of their sacrament, which is what the nuptial embrace is. It is the sacramental sign, and it is the sacrament itself being issuing forth from that couple in that coming together as one. They are united in all ways as one. So anyway, I was just thinking about what you were sharing and the importance of sacred scripture and how every word has meaning. And I just wanted to share that because it was a great example. And I was just sitting there listening to her. I had already read it in the book, of course, but I was just listening to her and I was saying, I just love that word with. I just love that word with. Gil, thank you once again for sharing. It's always a joy to hear from you.
And can you still hear me?
Yes, I can.
You know, my mom watches you on TV. When are you supposed to have Sue Brinkman on a television program?
Oh, Sue Brinkman, we had her on the show not too long ago. She's not scheduled to come down for more television programming. But, you know, she will in the future. It's just not on the immediate schedule. We try to pace our recurring guests. We try to pace out a little bit. But if you go out to our website, womenofgrace.com, and you go to the library tab on the pink navigational bar and click on that, you'll see Grace Under Fire there. And Grace Under Fire is Sue Brinkman. It's a podcast, Sue Brinkman. And what she's doing there is Grace Under Fire, exposing the darkness. And so she talks with us about the various things that, you know, are outside of the faith. So that's one way you can see her. Also, you know, all of our programs are archived on our website. So you can go out there and go to television and put in her name. There's two N's in, well, three N's altogether in Brinkman, but her name ends in two N's, M-A-N-N. Put her name in, Susan Brinkman, and her programs will come up and you can view all of the shows that we've done with her.
Oh, thank you. I love you sincerely and severely. Praise the Lord. Happy Sheep Day.
Thank you so much, and the same to you, Gil. God bless you now. Bye-bye. Yeah, you know, our website is really a treasure trove, and I do encourage you to get out there and to take advantage of the opportunities that are there for your friends. I mean, we've got all kinds of things. We've got the Moments with Mary for Pondering, Ponderings podcast. We've got all kinds of good things that are available for you there. We have various kinds of opportunities for you to see some of the presentations that we've done. So check that out. Check out the television section, but always go to the event section because the event section tell you where I'm going to be next. And I want you to know I'm going to be right here in our area of Alabama. I'm going to be about 70 miles north of us in Coleman, Alabama. And we're going to be there for a week-long immersive at St. Bernard Abbey. I've been telling you about our Benedicta Institute. You can take these courses for spiritual enrichment, or you can take them for certification in Catholic women's leadership. We encourage you to join us there. October 14th through the 20th is when we're going to be there. It's coming up soon, but we still have space available. So I want to encourage you to join us for this beautiful, beautiful opportunity. You know, I don't know that I'm supposed to mention this on the air, but we do have scholarships available. So, you know, if you've been thinking about this, but you're saying, I just don't know if I can swing it, let us know. Let us know. Let us see what we can do together. We're going to be talking about the dignity of our humanity. We're going to be talking about contemplating our humanity. It really is the key that helps us to understand the solution to the issues that we're facing in our day and time. And it's going to be a marvelous exploration that will be led, taught to us by Dr. Donald Wallenfang. He is just a tremendous teacher. I've had the opportunity to learn from him in the past, and I'm looking forward to being with him and all of you there as a student when we come together. So we're going to be talking about St. Teresa Benedicta of the Cross. One of my favorites, Carol Hauslander. Both of these women are just giants to me. Carol Hauslander, I've been sharing with you about her recently. We're going to be talking about some of the beautiful realities that are ours by way of our femininity. So I want you to get out there and take a look at that, okay? It's a very beautiful thing. Additionally, I want you to join us for Walking with Mary, hosted by St. Vincent de Paul Catholic Church in Wildwood, Florida. If you're anywhere near there, it is an Advent theme. I will be presenting there, and that's going to be taking place on Saturday, November the 16th. It is going to be lovely. In between all of this, we have Domestic Church Media on October 27th, and then I think it's November the 2nd. We are going to be in Amarillo, Texas, for the Guadalupe Radio Network Fishers of Men Gala. So we invite you to join us if you're in that area as well. But boy, I would love for you to join us for our Benedicta. Honestly, I just think that you will be amazed at it. And you think, oh, well, I don't know. It sounds like it could be a heavy topic. Well, yeah, maybe. But here's the thing. Dr. Wallenfang makes it light and joyful. And, you know, this holds the characteristic that it seems as though is part of Women of Grace. It's the three F's: fun, fellowship, right? Fun, fellowship, and, oh, geez, faith. Faith, fun, and fellowship. There you go. Faith, fun, and fellowship. And those kind of characterize everything that we do. So in the midst of it all, we have a very, very good time. And listen, when you come together with sisters in the Lord, you know you're going to have a good time. So do join us October 14th through the 20th at St. Bernard Abbey in Coleman, Alabama. All of the details are on our website. If you have questions, you want to inquire about anything, you know, you just give a call to us at our ministry, 800-558-5452. That's 800-558-5452. And we would be most happy, most happy to talk with you about that. Well, we're coming down to the wire here, and I'll tell you, I am so grateful for your calls today, so grateful for the praise and thanksgiving that you have in your heart, even if you didn't call in. And if you're saying, gee, I don't know that I'm happy for anything this week, I'm going to ask you to dig a little bit deeper, because it's there. It's there. That pony is certainly there. Just find it. And you can rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. Have joy in the Lord. Share that joy with others. See what it does for you. See what it does for them. See how it is that God shows up in that joy. Always eager to be with you. I'm going to be back with you again next week. Until then, may God bless you. Bye-bye now.